In June of 1967, I had returned to the United States for a 30 days leave prior to going back to Vietnam on a 6-month extension to take command of the artillery battalion. And when I reported into Travis Air Force Base on my way back, I discovered that I had 2 or 3 days before my plane left. So on one of these days, I had heard so much about the University of California and the Student Plaza, which I think is called Sproul Plaza or something like that, and the debates, the anti-war debates that were going on in this plaza, that out of pure boredom and curiosity, I put on my uniform and went over to the University of California to see what was going on firsthand. Naturally, I was like a lightning rod once I entered this plaza, drawing all kinds of adverse comments and cracks being made by the students in the plaza. But one group of 20 or 25 students was in a debate, and they were obviously very left-leaning, communist-inspired. And so I went over to this group and started talking to them. And I started out by saying, you know, I hope you people do find success in your revolution and overthrow the U.S. government and take control of the U.S. government, because I know exactly what's going to happen to you. And they said, oh, you know, what? And I said, well, the first thing they're going to do is put you against the wall and shoot you. I said, because they can't afford to have you around anymore. You'd be just as big a rabble-rouser for them as you are at the present time. They said, oh, no, that, you know, that would never happen. So I went into a historical discussion with them about what happened to the rabble-rousers in Cuba when Fidel Castro took over. And that is exactly what had happened, is that the grassroots rabble-rousers such as them were the first ones put against the wall and shot.